Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bill Melton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Kendall to Melton and they have Garr trapped. The throw over to Duffy, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bocht who is chasing the ball. Zisk reaches third base with a triple. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to third. Sid Monge now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brohmer scores. Downing moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Downing moves to third. Garr moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Downing tags and scores. Garr tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Zisk is walked intentionally. Bannister moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr scores. Bannister scores. Zisk moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall strikes out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing right field. Paul Dade now playing left field. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing right field. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Downing moves to third. Garr moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-0, White Sox. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broimer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-2, White Sox. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Broimer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook now playing shortstop. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy bunts towards the mound. Brett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brett. Duffy moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Rico Cardi. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a pop-up towards short. Nordbrook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Buskey now pitching. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bocht, who is chasing the ball. Nordhagen reaches third base with a triple. Orta goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks has Nordhagen trapped. There's the throw to Kendall and over to Bell, who tags Nordhagen for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Broemer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Broemer reaches second base with a double. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 13-2, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brohmer moves to third. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brohmer scores. It's 14-2, White Sox. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordbrook hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Waite's now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillman takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Stillman moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Stillman moves to third. Brohmer moves to second. It's 15-2, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Stillman scores. Brohmer scores. Downing moves to third. It's 17-2, White Sox. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordbrook hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Downing tags and scores. Two outs. It's 18-2, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 18, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 18, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.